of talks in protest at the Parades Commission's ban on the 12th of July parade returning along part of the Crumlin Road in North Belfast. Let's hear from the Orange Order's Drew Nelson. Good evening.
Good evening.
Why is the Order welcoming the Unionist Party's withdrawal from talks when it makes it even less likely the parades issue can be resolved soon?
Because we think there's a fundamental principle at stake here. We feel that the Parades Commission have very clearly this year given in to the threat of violence from nationalists in opposition to a parade, and that has repercussions to the democratic system.
But Mr. Nelson, the logic of that, as I've pointed out to the politicians already, is that if the parade had been allowed, it would have been seen as a response to loyalist violence.
Yep. Since 2009, there have been 29 loyalist parades down past the Ardoyne shops which have had a determination. And on every occasion, we have complied with the determination. There have been three parades organised by nationalists which were protest parades, and on every occasion they have broken the determination.
Last year, the Parades Commission said, if the loyal orders respected their determination, that's in 2013, they would look favourably on an evening parade this year. It wasn't respected, many would argue. There was a camp set up at Twiddell Avenue. There have, we've been told by the police, numerous breaches of Parades Commission rulings. And I recently read a figure of 20 arrests, it may be more.
There was an explosion of frustration last year when the evening parade was not allowed. And that violence was unacceptable, and we completely condemn that. But since that, you know, there's been 350 days of a camp there, which has been largely and overwhelmingly peaceful. And people are entitled to protest. And the institution feels that the Parades Commission have surrendered to a threat of physical force opposition.
It said, the Commission, that it would facilitate, this is last year, a sincere and concerted mediation effort between the Crumlin and Ardoyne residence group and the Orange Order. When did any such concerted dialogue take place in the 12 months?
Well, there has been substantial contact and substantial attempts at dialogue and actual dialogue during this past 12 months.
When exactly?
I'm not going to go into the detail of that because a lot of that was done on a confidential basis.
Right, but can you give us the time span? Has there been, because had there been, the Parades Commission presumably would look favourably on the evening parade, which it has banned this year. Has there been that concerted 12-month dialogue the Parade Commission said it needed to look favourably on a return parade?
No, I don't think it's been there for 12 months, but it has been there for a substantial period of time.
Well, I mean, can you really blame the Commission then for saying, well, look, we appreciate the efforts that have been made, as they have said in their determination today. However, they don't see it as having fulfilled what they said last year. Therefore, they have banned the parade again, but they have encouraged further dialogue.
Yes. But no matter what we do, the Parades Commission increasingly turn the screw on that Ardoyne parade. And it's not just there, I have to say. People are frustrated by the continuing impasse on the Gravatty Road in Portadown, where the Portadown District have offered to meet whoever it is necessary to meet, and they have even met with Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams, and it didn't do one bit of good.
How many Orange Order members who've been convicted following disorder have been expelled from the Orange Order?
Well, I'm not going to go into our internal disciplinary procedures.
Well, I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking you for a figure.
And I'm not going to divulge those.
Have any been expelled?
Yes, there have been people expelled, but right. I'm not going to go into those figures. We have internal disciplinary procedures which are strict.
Yeah, but I'm asking you for the results of those proceedings, just a figure for the result of those proceedings.
I am not divulging those figures, but you are. Taking us off the point of what is happening here, and it's the undermining of the democratic system, because this Parades Commission is giving in to the threat of violence from the nationalist community, and it was clearly brought into focus on a recent programme where representatives from Gart, when they came out from the Parades Commission, openly said that they had threatened to bring thousands of people onto the street in opposition to this parade.
How do you propose to take this forward? First of all, what's your view of anyone who would propose to show a violent reaction to what the Parades Commission has ruled today?
We are absolutely opposed to any type of violent or illegal protest against what has happened today. And I think it's one of the sad things about today, I think that has put us onto new territory. Because in the past, there's been a knee-jerk reaction, and everybody's sole object is to just manage the situation and get us over the 12th. And then the whole thing seems to, you know, just drift on to the following year. But I think we're onto new territory in this sense, that the reaction this time is not going to be a knee-jerk reaction. And I think there's going to be more of a long-term reaction, which will affect how the institution and perhaps the political parties engage in the democratic system.
Well, exactly. How do you answer people who take from that that a threat is being issued?
No, no, I'm not issuing a threat of anything. I am analysing a situation for you. And I am clear, and the institution is clear, that there should be no violent protest against the determination by the Parades Commission, no matter how frustrated people feel. But I do think that we've been taken on to new territory, because it is this time it has just become so clear that they have surrendered to the threat of physical force opposition to the parade, and that tarnishes at the very least and perhaps somewhat undermines the democratic system.
Drew Nelson, thank you.
Thank you.